I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4 o'clock here in the Bayou City. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show this morning is Jace. Sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, Angler U, the Belleville Meat Market, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, 78 down on the island this morning. Winds are kind of kicking up a little bit out of the northeast, so looks like abundant sunshine today with a high of near 85. Winds will be northeast 15 to 25. Tonight, clear skies, low of 71, a little cooler. Northeast winds 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies, high of 84. Northeast winds 10 to 20. So I'll start backing off a little bit for the weekend. And, hey, we'll take it. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We're sitting on a low right now. That occurred at 12:29 a.m. It was a 1.6. Coming up here in just a few minutes, a high at 4:12 a.m., a 1.7, and then a low at 12:06 p.m., an 0.0, and a high at 8:30 p.m., a 2.1. So good flood tide there. Sunrise, 7:17 a.m., sunset, 6:55 p.m., and moon phase, 96%, coming off those two big super moons. Boy, those were bright, beautiful moons. But anyway, current conditions right now. Looking at Galveston, it's east 10 to 17, 79 degrees with 85 degree water. Eagle Point, it's 77 degrees with 84 degree water with a northeast wind 20 to 24. That's kind of right in your face, that northeast wind at Eagle Point, so that's why you get a higher reading there. Morgan's Point, north at 10 to 14, and it's 76 degrees with 83 degree water. So that's where we're at. All right, well, let's run east of town over here, and let's go over to Beaumont, Port Arthur, Golden Triangle area, and check in with Captain Bill Watkins this morning to see what he's up to. Good morning, Bill. What's going on?
Oh, just doing okay, I guess.
Up and at 'em.
How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm here, brother.
Living the dream, right?
Wasn't easy. Yeah, I got a baseball hangover today. I've watched every one of those games yesterday. Playoff junkie.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that, buddy.
You know, it's all good.
I do have a fishing report.
Well, good.
Somebody told me. And it's
that's kind of why I called
report.
You. Hope you got one.
It's a first-hand report from a young friend of mine that guides a lot, and it's redfish. The redfish are showing up on the shorelines.
Yeah.
Texas and Louisiana, they're starting to move. And there's lots of trout up Taylor's Bow. There's so many 14-inch trout up there that they're wall-to-wall and all the way end-to-end.
Yeah.
They're just everywhere.
Tons of little trout being caught right now. Same over here. Little ones all over the place.
Yeah. And I'm wondering if that's all we have.
No, there's a few little spots holding, you know, good solid keepers, but they're few and far between. And it, I think once we get cool off and, you know, kind of get the waters down, it'll all, everything will separate.
Oh, yeah. And those better fish, they're out there.
Well, remember, we only got a 5-inch slot to play with here in Texas. You know, if you're wanting table fare, I mean, you got 5 inches to work with, bud.
That's too bad.
It is.
I really hate that. but that is the truth of it. And every once in a while, I'll go up to Taylor's Bio or up the ship channel toward the north end of it, northwest side, and catch those fish too. You know, there's that many up there. And it's just been really, good. The fishing has turned the corner.
Yeah.
I know in Taylor's Bio, those shrimp are actually coming out. They come out earlier.
Pile up a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, they come out earlier on that side of the lake than they do on the Louisiana side.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I did find a bunch of trout over there the other day at Tuesday when I went over there. And it's going to happen. Just really quick. But the exciting news was the redfish. You know, they've been starving me out for a long time.
Yeah.
And I knew where they were. They're up in the marsh.
Yeah.
And there's been enough water in there to hold them. And they're up there, you know, waiting in the mouth of those little lakes, back lakes.
Right.
They're waiting right there. And, because I've been up there and found them lots of times. I don't go up there that much anymore because a lot of that's private property.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you do in Louisiana waters. It's different than Texas law, you know.
Yeah. And when the duck hunters start coming down, I sure don't go back in there.
No.
Yeah. So they'll gripe at you. Might even throw down on you. Who knows? I've had that happen to a friend of mine. Two guys in camo challenged him when he tried to go through a gap into some private water.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had it posted on with signs, and he started through there, and they said, "Hey, you can't go in there."
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, yes, I can." And he's still under the thinking that he could go anywhere in Texas waters he wanted to. He just didn't realize where he was.
He didn't realize he was in Louisiana waters.
That's right. He just was thinking, if I can float my boat, I can go in there.
Yeah,
well, you know, in some cases, they're not supposed to tie off a running bayou. If you can navigate up and down that bayou, they're not supposed to do that. But you're arguing with a landowner that wants to do that. And so this fellow, he said, yes, I can go in there. And he said, the old boy on the bank said, I'm going to shoot a hole in your boat.
Oh, boy.
He said, they were carrying shotguns. He said, well, if you
never
argue
with a man carrying a shotgun.
No.
Unless you got a bigger
this
one.
This guy was toting. He was toting a .45 out of
it. Uh-oh.
And
here we go.
He said, if you're going to shoot my boat, I am going to shoot you. And they said, well, we're going to call the game warden. Fortunately, they didn't unload on him.
Yeah.
So the game warden showed up after about an hour. And he told the man, no, you can't go in there.
Yeah. Well, he's lucky he didn't get a trespassing charge.
He didn't. He was fortunate.
He's very lucky.
He said, I know it. He said, I know you're ignorant, so
you're plus packing, you know, carrying a gun and trespassing. That's criminal trespass.
Nobody pulled any gun, though.
No, that's
he
not
pull his gun. But they told him to, no, you can't go in there. That's private property.
Right.
And he explained to them what the deal was, and so the man raised his hands up and said, okay, officer, I'm going. So, you know, that's an extreme story, but, you know, you leave those boys alone when they're duck hunting, doing their blinds and all that stuff, and most of them you can go back in there, you know, during the winter and spring when it's duck hunt's over. So they don't, you know, they don't bother me much, and I sure don't want any altercations.
Yeah, there was a lot of controversies over that back in the day in redfish tournaments. You know, guys that had permission and could go in there, but other guys in the tournament that couldn't because they didn't have permission and just, it made a mess. I would just, you know,
being a tournament director,
I'd just make all that off limits. But
yeah,
usually when these redfish disappear, that's where they're at. You know, all our undersized and slot reds, they're in the marsh.
That's exactly where they go. They go to the mouth of those marsh ponds, and then they go out in the marsh ponds. There's usually vegetation out there, and
plus all the shrimp and bait fish and all that grass and everything, they school up on.
That's a happy time for them.
Yeah,
and
they come out of the marsh. They look like pumpkins, you know, being in that shallow, clear water, and they're all ponds back. Boy, beautiful orange tint.
They are. They're
blue tails. They are pretty when they come out like that.
Yep, that water usually is very clear back in the back.
Yeah,
you know, in those marsh ponds,
good sun
it's
rays.
Filtered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're suntanned.
All the old timers used to tell us that. Yeah, the reason they turn that orange because they're in there eating shrimp. But all the redfish I'm seeing right now, they're on crabs. Boy, they are eating gobbling crabs up.
Yeah. Well, this young man told me that they were eating these little, what he called tiger minnows, marsh minnows. It didn't quite look like a mud minnow, but it was some kind of a marsh minnow, little pot-bellied guys, and kind of camo-striped. And they were just gorging on those things. So they must have had a good hatch of those, too.
Right.
But, you know, and he was catching a few solid trout down that shoreline. But, you know, if everybody likes redfish, that's the thing to be doing right now. And pretty soon the birds will be working. All over.
Oh, yeah. Well, once that shrimp dumps out of the bios into that open bay, then it'll start going off, going nuts.
Yeah. And there has been very little fishing pressure on the Louisiana side or the Texas side. I mean, it's been real, real quiet.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fishing pressure over here right now.
No. It's been hot.
Hot, and plus, you know, the fish have been small, and it's just insanity to keep going and doing the same thing, catching the same undersized fish. It's doing you no good. No sense beating them up.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Holding them for nothing, basically.
Yeah, that's what happens up at Texaco Island, the upper channel up there in Taylor's Bow and all that area. They just bottle up in there. I mean, there's so many 14 and a half inch trout. They're just wadded up in there. And then they've got lots of food. So they're going to stay there. They'll stay there all the way through December. When it finally starts raining, and that'll flush them out. But
well,
that water up
there. Year two, you can make the change, the break over, and if you find some decent, you know, amounts of good sized mullet, that's where you're gonna catch your better fish.
Yeah,
you know, get away from the shrimp and the shad thing.
They've got a lot of pogie bite up there. If there's shrimp aren't coming out. there's healthy pogie schools up there. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, 1.5-2 inches.
Right.
And they're just thick in the water. So that's kind of an area that just breeds pogie. And of course, there's a lot of shrimp up there too.
Foraging on all that and putting on weight for the winter.
Oh, yeah.
Bulking up, man.
Man. Yep, that's what they're doing.
That's why everybody likes the fall, because you get a better bite and longer bite windows. Pretty much all day you can find something biting in the fall.
I'm not very sure how fast a trout grows, but maybe in a couple of months there'll be some keepers up there.
Sure. Well,
14.5-inch trout, he's bulking up like that. He might be.
Well,
he might be 15 and a half.
They're down a lot of shad and protein-rich bait. You know, I'd put it on all of us.
Yeah.
Eating ribeyes.
There shouldn't be a hungry fish anywhere.
There shouldn't
be a hungry fish anywhere in Sabine Lake.
No, I shouldn't.
There's lots of bait.
All right. Let me bait up this break right here. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Hang on a second.
All right,
folks. If you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. They have a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery. There's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. And if you're looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on those long deliveries, their sales team, with over 100 years of combined experience, they're here to support you from start to finish, whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. Let them handle it all at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. 281-332-6224.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18. All right, Bill, we're back.
All right, I'm here with you.
All right, bud.
For sure. So what's going to be happening now is going to be the shrimp will start coming out slowly, and this northeast wind may trigger that. It's not supposed to turn cold.
But, no, it's just pretty much, you know, a little bit cooler nights, but same, you know, pretty warm afternoon temperatures.
But, you know, like we talked about last time, I'm not sure that it's not about sunlight, you know, hours of sunlight. I'm not sure. I don't know what triggers those things. I know if you got a freak cold front right now, it would turn everything on, especially a northwest front. But, you know, that typically doesn't happen in October. That usually starts somewhere in November, middle of November.
Yeah.
It just slowly cools down. The nights get cooler. And so I'm thinking that, you know, those fish, they're going to be there. It's already begun, and different areas will dump out at different times.
Right.
And once it starts, it'll all be on like a chicken bone, so they say. So we'll be catching fish real good over here. I've got a deer hunt planned at Venado Creek in San Augustine on a high fence ranch. And this weekend I may not be available. My phone service is really weird up there.
This weekend?
Yes. Be Saturday. You might want to replace me for this weekend.
Yeah, I'll find a substitute.
Yeah. I'm sure that won't be hard.
Probably not. I'll work on it.
at least you got some advance notice.
Well, that's what I really appreciate. Some guys don't do it, and you reserve this spot for them when you call them, and then they don't answer, and it kind of throws a wrench in a gearbox a little bit, but we get there.
Yeah, I've been guilty of that in the past a few times.
Yeah, I know. So. I've cussed you really bad for that. No. Man, you're as loyal as an old blue tick hound, man. I've always been able to depend on you first thing in the morning. That's hard to do at 4 a.m., you know, first call. That's what Pappy, you know, him and Bob Jr. used to pop me was first call of the morning.
And,
but I was up and gung-ho back then. I was already foaming at the bit, ready to put the boat in and get after it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I leave out. It takes me, by the time I get the boat iced up and gassed up and truck and all of that, it takes me, you know, the better part of an hour and a half to get down there. And I always like to leave myself a half hour extra in case I have a blowout on the trailer or something like that. So it's you know, it's early morning deal. If you can't take it, you just can't make it. That's just the way it is. That's my life. But hopefully I can get this hip taken care of, and the back too. Still working with that. Seeing a couple of doctors this week, next week.
Yeah.
And see what I actually have two separate problems. Might have a hip going out. Not sure though. Not sure. It's it does different things on different days. But the other part I could live with. Just have to keep my old walking stick handy to walk across the parking lot, you know, when I launch the boat. But and I have to plan where the other guys are driving in with their boats so I don't get run over. Not moving very fast nowadays. But still, the brain still works. I can still figure out where the fish are. Thank goodness.
Now, if the brain still works and the casting and all that, hey, that's
yeah, I can still cast. When I get them to catching fish, I kind of back off and put my rod down.
That's my biggest fear, is not being able to get in and out of a boat.
Yeah.
You know?
Right now, I'm kind of having to have somebody steady my hand, step out on the dock, and step down in the boat. But once I get in there, I'm okay. I've got it.
As long as I can get in at the dock and get out the dock and get up on that wade fishing ladder, I'm good to go.
Yeah. Man, I'm not too sure I could get up on that wade fishing ladder right now. I might have to forego that for the duration of this problem, but I can sure put other people out and let them wade.
Yeah.
Although I am so good in the boat that I can move faster. Once you get out and wade a little bit, it's going to take you 30 to 40 minutes to get back in the boat. And the fish are not there. If you hit them on the first shot, great. If you don't, you got to get back in the boat and move. And if they're already in the boat, I can move a whole lot quicker. And that's part of my game plan. I've got to have that outboard going here and there. And when I get them, that's when it happens. Sometimes it might take me a couple, three stops in the morning to find a fish. And they do move all the time. So, you know, and the shoreline fishing will get better now. It's coming.
Yeah.
That'll be an option at least. And we've got some pretty good wading spots over here. Although very few people have been wading over here this summer. I mean, it's just been, there's been nobody wading. But right now, Stutes Island and Sydney Island would be a good place to try that.
Sydney, rabbits, all that. Pleasure Point.
Yep.
I don't know how much y'all subsided over there. I hadn't waded it in years, but it's a lot of our areas like that that we used to could wade this time of year. You can't wade them. They're too deep now.
Yeah.
We've lost a lot of shoreline structure in this bay system over here.
Yeah, we have too. And, the Neches River Bar that y'all used to love to wade so much, it's too deep out there now.
Is it?
Yeah.
That used to be perfect. It's anywhere from knee deep to waist deep. Hard packed sand.
Yeah. Yep.
Clam shells.
There's still sand out there.
Knuckle shells.
I think what happened, all these floods,
yeah,
just blew all that out.
Probably did, the way those rivers ran.
Oh, man, yeah.
Especially with Harvey.
Harvey altered the landscape.
You know, that's 2017. That don't seem that long ago, but it's been a while. And, man, that was a ultimate game changer in a lot of things in our systems up here on the Upper Coast. Boy, that was nasty.
We were fortunate to even have any trout left.
You know, and just when we were starting to kind of recover and kind of, you know, rebound a little bit and growing some fish and getting some fish stocks back, then came the 2021 freeze that winter. That zapped a lot of fish. Nobody wants to talk about it. They don't want to admit it.
No.
But, therefore, TPNW changed the limits because of it. They knew.
Yeah.
And it,
they knew.
Yes.
And I think South Texas has recovered real well.
Well, they have habitat. It's you can raise all
that's
the fish
true.
You want and throw them in a, you know, a cesspool, and if you don't have the habitat and everything for them to reproduce and grow, you're just not going to grow the stocks like they can down south. You know, their primary habitat is grass. As long as they've got that, they're going to grow them.
That'd be good.
Our primary habitat is live oyster shell, and that's what
that's
we've
right.
diminished so severely on this upper coast.
Yeah, we lost a whole lot of that.
And clamshell. I mean, all the knuckle shells. The range of clams.
Yeah.
People don't realize how much water those filter also and bait they create.
There's lots of areas on Sabine Lake.
That's what I used to love about this time of year over at Sabine and the back of Trinity Bay was all those clam mounds, you know, wading around or drifting around in shallow water. You had all those clamshell dumps, and, man, they were just fish havens. They held everything.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't even know if we've got any live clams left. I'm sure we do, but...
Yeah, they're probably coming back now, but they're not as vast as they used to be.
No. No, there's not near as many clam mounds out there as there used to be.
Takes hundreds of years to build and create all this stuff, and it just takes a few years of bad weather conditions and other avenues that just to tear it down overnight, just boom.
That's true. It can be really bad, and but we've still got fish, fortunately, and pretty good numbers of them. And I actually caught a few 4 and 5 pound trout this year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about that. But it was early in May and June when we got on those fish. They all gathered up down there to spawn, and, you know, I had some pretty darn good pictures. But, you know, they get picked over pretty quick when they get
they
in
do.
That channel. And it's hard to find, you know, every once in a while we'll catch a 3 or, you know, a 21-inch trout.
Yeah.
That's really that's a good feeling to do. That they're out there.
Yeah, for this day and age, that used to be just a common everyday fish, bird trout, basically. It just, it's going to take time without any other disasters. We'll see. All right, Bill, well, I got to run, man. If somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing Sabine with you, give them a number, my friend.
409-673-9211. Or Fish Sabine Lake on the web.
You got it. Bill, have a good day. Good talking to you, my friend.
Hey, enjoy your day.
See you, man.
Bye-bye.
Later. All right. AnglerU is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast by the best guides and tournament anglers with decades of experience. And they're steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover all topics under the sun in their archives so you can see patterns over time. They have educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, and tarpon, whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking. So easy to do. Go to anglerU.com, become a member today, and you'll receive great discounts from partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com. That's anglerU.com and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for.
That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 4:36 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Conroe and check in with the fish dude this morning. Good morning, Richard. What's up?
Not a lot, Mickey. How you doing this morning?
It's all good. I'm fine.
Good.
Thanks.
Good
for
deal.
Asking,
good
man.
Deal.
I appreciate that.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you, man. I could not get them dang go coyotes to come in last week over there. So I don't know what the heck's going on. I got to figure out something else to do.
Boy, get them goofy things. I got a story for you. I'm glad you brought this up. What was it? Night before last?
Yeah.
One of the late playoff games. It's, you know.
Right.
Like after 11 o'clock, I go out on the patio and make sure the dog's all right and everything and turn the radio down, turn the fan off, all that stuff. Because I'm all in and out. And I'm more outside
right.
than I am inside, so. Getting ready for bed, and boy, my old lab, she takes off running for the fence, barking and raging, and I knew what it was, so I immediately picked my little, I got a handheld spotlight, and there was two coyotes running the same track, all of them do, but I'd never seen these before. One was a regular coyote color and average size, and the other one with it was jet black.
Really?
I've never... ever seen a black coyote, never even heard of one. You know, I talked to Blaine yesterday, and he sees millions of them down there in South Texas. He's never seen a solid black one like that.
I've never seen one either. I mean, I've seen them real pale white, gray, brown, all different kinds of colors, but black you hardly ever see. So, as a matter of fact, I don't think I've ever seen one black. So that's kind of odd, but.
Yeah, that is real odd.
Yeah, but I mean, I'll tell you what, the rascals are everywhere. I mean, that's, you know, after I talked to you last week about them, you know, typically we find fawns and stuff like that. Well, I found a full grown deer that one of them had gotten. So it's like, okay, it's something's got to give because they can't start killing these big old does like this, you know.
They'll do it, man.
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. So it's, and then my cousin sent me a video and there was four of them sitting there at the tank. Getting a drink of water, and it's like, yeah, we got to stop all this. You know, I was talking about how he's losing all his black bucks and stuff like that, and the whitetail he's getting in there because he's got his all high fenced in over there, and they're a captive meal for those rascals once they get in there. So
oh sure, they'll pin them up in the corner or against the fence, and if you got a pack on them, they're done.
Yeah, they can't get away. I mean, that's the thing about those high fence areas. Once you get in there, everything in there is locked in. They cannot get out. And those coyotes get ganged up on them. They just can't do it. They can't get away with it. But it's one of them deals. So it's,
we're going to get their jaws around the throat and then hang on and let the rest take over. And it's done.
That's it. Game over. I mean, that's what they do. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, people see these dogs that gang up on things and kill them. The first thing they do is go for the throat. Well, that's, you know, that's a natural instinct.
That's what a canine does. I mean,
that's what they do. Yeah,
like a cat, so, they always go for the head. You know,
yeah,
like
mountain
lion or lion or tiger.
That's right. You know, and bears do the same thing. You know, sure. Them bears, everything goes for your head and neck area, trying to get it over with in one swoop. So it's, you know, it's one of them things. But I tell you what, we got back to fishing yesterday, and you know, we ended up keeping, my count, everybody that goes fishing with me knows I can't count worth a flip, and I even got a clicker. I got a little clicker I try to keep count on, but I get too dang wound up and I lose count all the time. So it's yesterday I'm thinking, okay, it's getting kind of warm. We had one fella, he's a little older, you know, and he was all into it and good, and then it started getting warmed up and he's kind of running out of gas pretty quick. I'm sitting there thinking, I look at my clicker and I say, well, we got 71, and
yeah,
I said, we only need like four more. So we kept going for a little bit, and the wind backed off, and they slowed down on us, because that's what's been happening. You know, the
right.
wind blows, the rascals, they bite good, and then all of a sudden it'll slow down, and then they'll back down and start catching a bunch of dang little ones. But got back in, started counting everything. We had 75, so we end up good. So it's like, okay, you know, this. And I told them, I said, you know, we're either going to be off by five, either high or low, one way or another. That's why I keep my live wells running. So, you know, you get a lot of people that throw them on ice and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not me, especially with catfish. I can't stand cleaning catfish. That's frozen cold. So it's
see, I'm just, you know, opposite on saltwater fish. I like them ice cold. They fillet so much better.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, saltwater fish are different. Trout, right. Redfish, all of those, even, you know, tuna, all of them, they all fillet up so much better. But when it comes to a catfish, because I go through them so quick, you know, with
right.
using that Sawzall on them and that Filet-Zall blade, it usually takes about 15 seconds just to do one fish. So it's not a slow process.
Right.
But when you get them where they won't lay flat, then that
yeah,
cuts,
when
the boat, you know,
up, yeah.
Yeah, you go through skin and everything else. So you're spending more time fighting that skin. So I love keeping them alive anyway. And plus, that way, if I'm over, I can always chunk them back. You know, that's one thing, because you can't throw a dead one back. You can throw a live one back. So that's what I normally do, is if I'm over a little bit, I'll chunk them back. And then I also get people that sometimes we get back to the dock and say, hey, we don't want all them. Well, dang it. You know, if you didn't want them, we could have caught and released them right there on the spot. But at least I got them alive, so I can release them right here. You know, that's another thing. Whereas you got a cooler full of them frozen or cold, they're not going to make it. So you end up either taking them yourself or donating them. And you got to do all the transfer paperwork, which is what a lot of people don't do, is they don't do that little transfer paperwork, which is something that they got to pay attention to. Cause if you're going to take more than your legal limits, you got to have that little piece of paper saying that it's a wildlife resource document, is what it is, where you transfer from this licensed right. fisherman to that licensed fisherman, and then you can legally do it. It's just, you have to pay attention to all that stuff, you know, and it's if you're not prepared for it, then you can't do it. But
rules,
you know,
and regulations, man, you got to stay on top of this stuff. I mean, it.
Just, you do. I mean, that's the thing. But
it's a shame it's come to this. But
there's so many knuckleheads out there.
A lot of people have to be policed. They just can't. They can't stand themselves. They can't help it. They just.
I know. I mean, that's just crazy. They,
it's,
you know,
like
they got to go.
Those guys that got caught with like 45 reds over their limit, like 15, 20 years ago up my way, and the judge goes, man, guys, why would you want to do something like that?
Yeah.
Said, we just couldn't help ourselves. We'd never been in redfish like that. We just couldn't stop, Judge.
Yeah, well, I mean, catch them and release them.
Well, no, these were going in the cooler, buddy.
And yeah, I know.
What size they were, they bit the hook. They were
oh, gosh.
Ice, man.
Well, I mean, you know, it's hard. It's easy to get caught up in stuff like that, though. I mean, but when you know a limit is a certain, like redfish, what, 2 or 1/30, something like that. I don't know what the limit is, but you know, it's like up on Lake Livingston when I was younger, we'd get up here and go to catching them white bass, and You didn't have time to take them off the hook. You just pulled them in the boat, let them hit the bottom. They flop off the hook. You chunk back out there.
Right.
And you keep piling them up in the bottom until they stop biting. When they stop biting, you get down there and count and chunk them in the well or in the cooler or whatever.
You weren't over the limit.
Exactly, because it didn't take long. I mean, especially
no,
when you chunk
it doesn't. That's meat hauling. Using double rigs, man. Hey, let's roll.
Yeah.
We used to do the same thing with trout, but we didn't have limits back then when we double rigged them.
Hey, right, right.
A buddy of mine that lives out, now he's 5 miles down the road from me out there on the bay. He just sent me a picture of a black coyote.
I'll be darned.
Ralphie took a picture of it, and it's definitely a coyote. Ears, snout, everything. And that's exactly what that dog looked like the other night at my house. Exactly.
I'll be darned. I'll tell you what, it's crazy.
I wonder if it's
how
the same one, because they how they move around. They range.
Oh, man. Yeah, they got a big wide range. They travel a lot.
Yeah.
They do
that. Isn't
that
crazy?
It is. I'll tell you what, though, it's something else where, getting back on them coyotes, them knuckleheads, they do some moving. There ain't no doubt. And it's because, that's the way out there in Atlanta a lot. We know when you, like, opening weekend of deer season, you'd get out there and stand. You wouldn't see nothing. You go, what the heck happened? Well, if you paid attention to that, 4 coyotes done ran through and then run all the deer off.
Yeah.
And, then next night you'd stay up and you'd hear them down there 3 or 4 miles away. And then, and they sound like there's 100 of them out there, and there may not be but 3 or 4 of them. So
yeah.
It's them rascals.
They get do all their yelping and everything. It's no different than a big old group of dogs in East Texas running deer at night, same thing. They do the same
thing. There ain't no doubt. I mean, they just get out there and go.
It's a wild dog, it seems.
That's it. There ain't no doubt. What's funny, though, these down here in Texas are a lot smaller than those up in, like, Arkansas. When I hunt up in Arkansas a lot, man, there's
some giants. Come over my way and check out the size of them over my way. I know they've crossbred with the Galveston Bay Red Wolves back in the day, and they're big.
I'll be darned.
They're bigger than a German Shepherd. Way bigger.
Good night. That's crazy. That's some big dogs. There ain't no doubt about that.
They are big.
Goodness. But I'll tell you what, it's...
I already got to go, man. Hey, somebody wants to call you about walling out some cats right now. Give them some info how they can reach you.
All right, Nick, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Tube Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishtubetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishtubetx.com.
Well, get out there tonight and turn old Willie Nelson on and get that 204 ready or whatever you're shooting them with.
There you go.
All right.
There you go. All right. Richard. Be good, brother.
Later, man. All right. All right. Let's run down to Matagorda now. Let's check in with Captain Charlie P. Charlie Paradosky. Charlie P., good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, man. You had enough baseball yet?
I have a baseball hangover.
Yeah, I'm watching the replay of the Tigers game right now.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good game. It really was. Man, Phillies didn't die last night. They put it on the Dodgers pretty good, and Yankees are gone. Goodbye and good riddance.
That's good.
And well.
Well, I hope the Phillies can do their job and do it 2 more times.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Dodgers eliminated, and now the Brewers, they got a game 5 now.
Yeah. It's all been good.
Got a game 5, so here we go. They're pushing the limit.
Yeah, I'd like to see the Blue Jays and
Brewers.
Yeah. That's what I'd like to see.
That'd be some fresh meat, new blood.
Yep. Everything's good.
I just enjoy the game. I like to watch all the cat and mouse going on between these coaches, with the pitchers, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, kind of, the way they work these pitchers in and out and strategies and
right.
all that.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's chess game. Well, what's going on fishing-wise? Y'all still hammering on them?
It's October, Mickey. If you can't catch them now, something's wrong.
Quit. Take up golf or something.
Yeah.
Gardening.
Yeah, yeah.
Bird watching?
We could use some colder weather, but it's pretty good right now.
I will take this. It's a
lot of redfish showing up now.
We'll be whining here in a couple of months going, man, it's cold. I'm freezing to death every morning riding boat rides.
No, I like that. I like that cold weather.
Yeah, the last time I fished with you, with David and Tony, we had to bundle up like snow bunnies that ride down the intercoastal that morning.
Oh, yeah.
It was like 31, but it warmed up. Sun was out. It got nice about mid-morning. So, winter fishing, buddy.
Yeah. Yep. No, everything's good over here. There's even a lot of people catching them in the river already, too.
You know, you mentioned last week they were starting to catch a few in there. Well, it's got to be full of bait. They got to go in there.
Well, the amount of bait that's in that river is unbelievable.
There you go. You know, setting up for a good winter then.
Yeah. No, it'll be good. You know, I never got flushed out.
No.
Never pushed anything out. And that's,
I wish I could say that about our rivers up here this year.
Yeah. But I guess we could use some rain like everybody else.
You know, hear something freaky? Day before yesterday, Blaine, they had a bunch of dove hunters, and then they all left town, and he made a quick run back to get a 20,000 pounds of grain and a trailer and take it back. And he got back down there, and a cloud built up right over the top of his ranch and rained 6 hours. It rained nonstop for 3 hours, hard. He sent me the video of it. I couldn't believe it. He said 5 miles east or west of there, not a drop of rain.
Wow.
He's blessed right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he needed it too, bad. Yeah.
He's on a roll, man. I mean, that's why his deer have been so good the last 2 years and all his quail and everything. Just hits at the right times.
That's great. I don't know what those people are going to do in Corpus Christi running out of water.
I don't either. Were they down 11% now or something?
Yeah. Holy cow.
Speaking of that, they're talking about putting in a desalinization plant up here now. Baycliff, you know, the old HLNP over there.
Really?
They're going to use that discharge there. Yeah. Right there coming out of Dickinson Bay and Eagle Point and all that. Here we go.
Yeah.
I mean, the TCEQ hasn't approved it yet, but it's in the makings.
The way this population's exploding, oh, man.
Well, that's true. I mean, water's the lifeblood of everything. And they're even worried about running out of water over this way. So, what the heck?
Oh, man.
Wish they'd have saved all this rainwater we've had the last 10 years.
Well, I think we were here at the right time, Mickey. We had everything right.
You're exactly right. That's what Bob Hardy said the other day when I was talking to him about all this. He said, man, we were just born in the perfect time.
We're going to bow out at the right time is what's going to happen.
How'd you put it that day we were talking during the COVID when you and Bob came into the studio? You said, yeah, Mick, we had the best cars, best women, best fishing. We had the best best music.
Music, all yeah.
Yep.
Yep. That's right. Yep. We hit it right.
You still using a lot of topwater, getting some good topwater bites when you're waiting or what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the guys I got today, that's all they want to throw.
Right.
So hopefully we'll wear them out. Now, the problem we got is we got this big tournament tomorrow.
Uh-oh, another one.
Called Trout Blast.
It gets hit hard.
Yeah. It's going to have 150, 170 boats in it.
Which tournament is this?
Trout Blast.
Trout Blast. Okay,
yeah. It's just a one-day deal on a Friday, and it's oil-related, you know.
Right.
And it draws them in. So
Well, whatever we do today, have all the wind we're supposed to get today. Still, yeah. Supposed to be pretty breezy tomorrow, 15 to 20 out of the northeast.
Well, I don't think that's going to affect anything. There's more fish on the north shorelines than anything right now. So,
mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
I don't know if it's going to take all those people, but we'll see. We'll see. Yep. So.
All right, Charlie. That, well, hey, man, good luck today. Hope y'all catch them. Get in some protected area and throw some topwaters and get on some good fish.
All right. We will.
That'll hunt. All right, man. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come fish with you, Charlie.
713-725-2401.
All right, man. Charlie, have a good day. Be safe and good luck.
Take care, Mickey.
All right, later, man. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.